the south of Switzerland, in cantons Ticino, Uri and Graubünden, one of the biggest building projects ever seen in Europe is in full swing. This is the site of the new Gotthard Base Tunnel.
It's going to be the longest train tunnel in the world. It's going to be 60 kilometres long, two tubes. So that's 120 kilometres of tunnel tubes. At the end, in about 2014 to 2015, the trains will be running through the tunnel at a speed of 250 kilometres an hour.
Simon Peggs is a civil engineer working on the project. High-speed trains like the ones he describes can't climb or turn corners, so the new Gotthard rail link can't corkscrew up through the mountains like the old one.
To find the right line was a whole lot of planning. And this connection here is the shortest connection 500 metres above sea level between the north and the south, going from Ersfeld to Bordeaux. And 500 metres above sea level, that's about the height of Zurich. So it's flat all the way from Zurich to Milan.
Excavating a tunnel of this magnitude is a huge task, with some memorable statistics.
The tunnelling is being driven by tunnel boring machines. The volume of material that comes out of the tunnel is about 14 million cubic metres of material. That's about five times the size of the Cheops pyramid in Egypt.
Before railways and tunnels, however, those wanting to get from north to south or vice versa had to climb the mountains. The first records of people crossing the Gotthard date from the 12th century. The rich travelled on muleback, the poor on foot. Ironically, the pass was most busy in winter, with Italian workers hoping to find seasonal work in the north. Carlo Peterposten is curator of the museum which now stands at the top of the pass.
We have here, close to the pass, we have the Chapel of the Dead. There are still bones of people who died here in wintertime, was frozen, came under avalanches.
The cruel Alpine winter claimed many lives, and there are records of those times, like this one written by Cesare Lombardi, who lived on the pass as a boy. He remembers going out with his father to help a Swiss soldier trying to cross the Gotthard one cold winter night.
He was sitting on a lump of frozen snow, holding a walking stick with both hands and his face leaning forward, apparently asleep. My father shook him by the shoulder to wake him up, and he fell on the roadway, stiff as a marble statue. He was, of course, frozen dead.
There are modern dangers in the mountains too, however. Thousands of lorries a day lumber through the Gotthard road tunnel. 2 years ago, a fire in the tunnel caused by a burning lorry claimed 11 lives. Richard Arnold of Canton Uri Police says it was an accident waiting to happen.
Jährlich der Schwerverkehr, also die Zunahme auf der Gotthardachse.
Every year, the number of lorries was increasing by 8 to 10%. It was completely uncontrolled. We just sent them in as fast as possible. Many of us suspected something like the fire would happen sometime. And when it did, we didn't even know how many vehicles were trapped in there. But we had almost expected it, because there were always more and more lorries in this narrow tunnel.
Now, traffic flowing through the road tunnel is controlled and lorries must wait their turn. But the long-term goal is to get them off the roads and onto the rails. And this is where the new Gotthard Base Tunnel comes in. Simon Pegg says when it's finally finished, crossing the Alps will be not only safer, but much, much faster.
The Alps are a huge big speed bump in the modern rail system. The travel time takes about 4.5 hours now, from Zurich to Milan. At the end, the whole travel time should be taken down when all the tunnels are constructed to 2.5 hours travel time between Zurich and Milan. So that's faster than flying.